Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
One thing that I struggled a lot with when I moved to Germany, not only the language, but also to grasp everything around insurance. And this is why I'm super happy to partner up and have Feather sponsor this episode, the insurance company that is very much targeted to our expats, just like me. They have an English service and they have very good prices for expats, which is exactly the reason why I chose them. For me, for liability, and for my dog. I chose Feather for three main reasons. Not only were they the cheapest alternative for me, but they also had online service completely in English and zero paperwork. They are super flexible and modern, so it's very easy to, as life changes, you can just add on extra plans or change them or tweak them. So for example, when I got Minx, my dog, it was super easy to just add her to the insurance plan. And the third reason is that their customer support is super easy and reliable. So whenever I did not understand anything about what I needed and what was the best alternative for me, they were there helping to guide me. So if you'd like to have a look or sign up for any of Feather's insurances, go to featherinsurance.com and use the code PLAYFUL1 in caps lock to get a 15 euro cash back. We are very excited to be here today at Latitude Record Store in Berlin with the French TGM producer Erod, where we are speaking about records that influenced him greatly and his production journey and development, as well as his journey and view on the scene at Broad and so much more. As you know, I am Amanda. Let's get into it and over to Latitude Record Store. Hanging out with Erod in Latitude Record Store in Berlin. Like, what did actually your musical journey look like from when you were a kid or teenager?
Actually, until my 11 years old, it was classical, you know, like all what I used to listen at the radio, all the pop music, like at school, what everyone was listening, until maybe 10 years old, 11, 12. And after that, I discovered Daft Punk.
Oh yeah, I read that, yeah.
It was on TV, if I remember well. And I was already on my computer searching for same kind of music on the internet. So I was on Emul, LimeWire and everything, if you remember this. Then I was discovering minimal techno, French, with Sébastien Bennett, Joachim Garraud, all these kind of French artists. Then it was the art style, jam style. I was 13 with Anger Fist and all this kind of music. Later, dubstep, and after that, really into techno. I'm not really extrovert people.
Do you feel calm by faster paced music? If we look back to when you discovered it, yeah. What was the feelings you got?
It was first it was new for me, new sound, something my ear was I was never listening to that, you know. So it was really discovering new sounds. It's really inside. Something that's driving me. The rhythm, also what I discovered. I really like when it's repetitive, like all the loop.
At least for me, I release the noise in my head and I can just be inside my body in a way.
Yeah. That's and funny. Also when it's really repetitive, like old school techno in a way, I feel you can travel in your head and you shape your own travel because it's repetitive. You can like really shape your own imagination and what you want to add or... you do your own travel, yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's where you can, I can really see that it pushes your own creativity in some way because it's also without lyrics sometimes. But who were you actually as a teenager in school and these things?
At school, I was quiet. Actually, since I was maybe 15, I was not going much to school.
Ah, really?
I mean, no, I was going to school, but skipping class a lot. Yeah, I was calm.
Yeah?
Like, really introvert. I was not speaking to many people. I was never going out to the parties, like, during the weekend. I had friends, huh? Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, but... I had some close friends, like 3-4 really close friends, but that's it. I mean, I never wanted or needed more.
Like. Yeah, you feel the same today?
Yeah.
Is that stressful? Because now you meet so many people, like also, for example, me, or not only me, but then the team, and then people in the store, and then tonight you'll meet the promoters.
No, it's not stressful. It's more like, it's not stressful.
No, okay.
I mean, I don't have like social anxiety, but it's something that I don't need actually, and it's not something that I searching for. I mean, it will be cool like to be surrounded by people for like 1 hour or two, but after that, I just it depends. I don't know what to say, but
yeah.
As I started to produce when I was at school, so it was a bit the reason I did not I was not going to like parties during the weekend, all this kind of like social stuff you have to do when you are at school, you know. I was doing music and not going out. So it's I think it contributed to my wellness.
No?
Yeah, it contributed to be good.
So you didn't go to clubs early in life?
No.
But then when did you start partying? Or did you never, maybe?
Actually, I was 17, 18, the first time when I got to the club. But I was already DJing at this time. It was dubstep music. So actually, the first time ever I went to the club to a club, it was to play. I never went to before as a raver.
That's a lot to take in. Then what did you? I mean, then in some way you're hosting a party without having knowing what it is to be on the other side. Was it a successful gig?
For me, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it was not like crowded or something. The first gig ever, it was almost only friends of school and everything. But I was like 16 at this time. But the real first gig when I was paid and everything, I had maybe 17. And it was great. It was the first act of the main... I was doing the first act.
Opening,
yeah.
Ah, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But we're going to speak a little bit about your release later that I'm very curious about hearing about. That must have been changing a lot. Was there any artist or track that kind of like opened up your eyes in some way?
Yeah, actually, a track from Ray Clark. It was out, actually, I have the vinyl here. It was out on Hardware Files, so it was in 2000. It's like, I would say, hard acid trance style of track. So really with like hard trance kick with acid line all the way. And yeah, this track really, how to explain, it's evolving all the way with the acid line in continuous, you know, in the track. And yeah, so much energy in that track. And I think it's the one that was really driving me the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you already, had you already started producing a little bit back then? Ah, you had.
Yeah.
So how did that start for you?
The producing part, I started at 15.
Oh, so okay. So it was at the same time you got into it.
Yeah, into, I mean, I discovered all kind of music at the same time. But at 15, I discovered the dubstep music. So with Skrillex, Deep Medi, all this kind of stuff. So I really produced that first. And then when I found music like that, I was thinking it's for me, like I want to produce that. And this track was, at this time I was like, I don't even know how to do acid lines. I don't know which how to do it, you know?
Yeah.
So it was a lot of questions in my head. I was really more focusing on production, actually. So I was also DJing, but I really wanted to produce. Yeah. So this track, yeah, it was the first, I would say, acid track I heard, and that still today, so it was released in 2000, still today I think I play it and it's the same, like same energy all the time.
So after discovering more hard trance, how did your musical inspirations evolve from there? What's it like, an other step?
I would say the real techno. So actually in 2014, I think, I went to I Love Techno when I saw Len Faki. And this was the really, the point where I, when I came back home, I really decided to do techno, because before that I was trying to do a bit of everything, you know, between like hard trance like that, dubstep music, everything. But this was a really a point where I found myself, I could say, and a track that was really important to me at this time. Actually, Len Faki played it, so that's why I was like trying to find it.
So you remembered by just hearing it at the festival,
yeah.
You remembered it in your head and you like search for it.
Yeah.
Ah, do you have this kind of brain?
I searched for it and I found it like maybe 1 or 2 years later.
That's even more insane, actually, yeah. That you remembered it in your head.
Yeah.
Ah, things are making sense, because I also, this is something we will speak about later, but I also heard that you are like very fast when it comes to producing, that you are like doing it in one day, that so your brain must work in this way, then just lock stuff in.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, but I'm curious about who you.
So the it's Ignition Technician. It's a duo from the UK, I think. So they released this EP on Template Records in 2001. And the specificity. Mm-hmm. If I can say that, of these guys, it's that, and this is something really important to me, it's that all their production, you can recognize it them. Like, it's really, they have, to me, they have a unique sound, unique sound design, how they play with the loops, how they, all the percussion, it's really metallic as well.
Categorized somehow.
Yeah.
Wow, amazing.
It's really, if you put a track in like 5 seconds, you can say it's from them because it's really...
Yeah, it's very personalized maybe.
Yeah,
somewhat.
Yeah.
Oh wow!
You really recognize their sound, and for me as an artist, it's, I would say, the most important, that if someone listens to a track and can say, oh, this sounds like Initial Technician or Erod or something, you know, for me it's crazy.
So do you play it still today?
Yeah, but at the beginning of my set.
Ah yeah.
Yeah, it's really groovy actually, really groovy stuff.
So you released your first, I don't know how old, what year it was when you were 15, but I know that in 2018 you released your first single.
This was on Elixir, right? What you saw now?
Yes.
Elixir. So this was my first, I would say, solo EP on vinyl. But before that, I released on Molecule. Like,
no, wait, it's the
Because Molecule, it was in 2016.
Ah, right. So the 2018 wasn't your first.
If I'm not wrong, I released this track in 2016, but the vinyl came out like 2 years later. So I made the track. It's Universe of 90s Techno Parties.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Long name, but actually it was what was driving me at this time. I was checking all the videotape on YouTube from the parties, actually also in Berlin in the 90s, all this kind of video, you know, to get really imprinted of the vibe of the 90s. And this track, so I made this track. And I was like, oh, maybe it's too much melodious.
Mm.
So I was just skipping. And like maybe 2 weeks later, my friend Gabriel, who was running Molecule as well, he went to my house, I mean to my studio, checked my computer, all the track I've done. And he opened this track and he was like, bro, what? Why you did not tell me you did that one? So I was just like, oh, I'm not sure, it's maybe too melodic. No, we're releasing this. And then so we released the track. And this track was the first one who was really getting attention from all the Europe. To techno people. So yeah, this was the first one who really was huge for me, like the first huge track that people really listened to, yeah. But I was not supposed to release. Yeah.
What a coincidence, like it was, you were hiding it and somehow, and that's like, what's the odds that there's like the smallest percentage, but how, were there some specific artists that played it and helped push it?
Yeah. I remember back at this time, so it was 2016. Who played it? Perk, Randomer, Ayarkana. I remember also Paola Temple. All this big name at this time and still now, actually. Yeah, I remember we were crazy because we we saw some video on YouTube or Instagram. I think it was more Facebook at this time. And we were crazy, like, oh. Even I remember who. I think it was Ayarkana at this time. He was sharing a post speaking about the track, like, this track is insane, I played it. And yeah, we were like kids, you know.
Because I can imagine that after that you had to, the lifestyle changes maybe a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
And what was your, did it affect you? Did it get to you that you suddenly had to travel a lot? Or did
No, I think actually everything went step by step. It was never really a huge difference. It was still okay. But still, I had like the first, actually at this time, I signed to an agency. It was Raw Agency in Paris. So they could book me like 4, 5, 6 gigs a month all over Europe. And this was the first change, mostly because I was not obligated to have a side work, so yeah. I could almost live with this, with all of
and only focus on music. Yeah.
Yeah. So this was the change for me.
Jobs did you have?
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did like pizza delivery. This was really funny. I worked at school, you know. Mm. You know, when you go to in a school, you have some people who are there to watch the kids. It's not kids anymore because they were 18. Like if they have if like a professor is not here, they're going into a class and you watch the class, you know.
Like, yeah, that they are actually studying.
Yeah.
So okay, so like a control teacher.
I was not a teacher, but it was more like an assistant for the student or something.
Yeah.
You know, all but right. I was like 22.
Yeah.
So young, you know, because this kind of work you do that at 30 or something, you know, it's more that profile of people who do that, and I was like 22, and the people. It was between 18 and 20.
Oh.
Yeah.
They are like, who the fuck are you?
Actually, yes. So what I have a really funny story. It's I did on the Saturday morning. All the students who did like bad things or something. All the students who did bad things during the week, they went in Saturday morning for 4 hours and I watched them, you know, and I had to do something, some homework or something. So one of the guys were here and I remember like he was rolling a cigarette in the class.
Ah, yeah.
So
testing you a bit.
Yeah, testing me. So I was like, okay, I will keep him doing what he's doing. And so at the end of the 4 hours, I just took him like, oh, I saw what you did. Like, it's not good. Next time, I will just say everything to the
responsible.
To the responsible. And you can be fired, you know. And the same night, I was playing in like, it was a basement. I was in a cage.
The real dark vibes.
Yeah, really dark vibe, techno vibe. And I finished and I was doing all night long, like 7 hours set. I finished my set and someone is calling me at my back and it's the same guy of the morning. And he said to me, oh, now I'm watching you. Yeah.
Oh my my God, what a little this asshole.
Fun. Yeah, but this was fun.
Yeah, it's fun, but still a little asshole.
And actually, I saw this guy many times after, like maybe for 1 or 2 years at parties sometimes. And he was chill, like all good.
Okay, yeah. So he was a cool person.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You never know. So when you produce yourself, can you, I mean, you obviously took a lot of inspirations by tracks that were significant to you.
Yeah.
But how can you also like start breaking down a track and like be inspired or like learn by what you hear? Did that happen?
Yeah, yeah, of course, yeah. Always. Because it's actually the way I try. Like super good. I try to do the same one. Really, but the same track, like the copy past, but just to train.
To learn skills.
Yeah, to learn skills.
Amazing, yeah.
And, but more how it sounds, not like, the quality of sound and the quality of how it can impact, you know, and the energy and everything. Yeah, just try to have my track sounding the same as a reference track. I really use a reference track every time, and I have a really good one reference track actually, not really on how it sounds, but more on how I structure a track. So this is from DJ Pure. My definition, the track, it's Conti Crash Mix, because there is like two versions of the track. It was out on BXR Noisemaker, it's an Italian label. So this one was from 2001. And the track is crazy because so much energy into how it build up. There is a huge, huge build up. It maybe lasts 1 minute and a half. So it's really long for a build up, you know, you really get into the energy. And how it's after, how it's going on again, it's really surprising, like all the how it's built actually. So this is for me a reference track on how you can surprise people into your production, you know. There is always a twist or something, you know.
Yeah.
So for me it's a reference, yeah. So this track, how it's built, and also I have to say, dubstep music, how it was always, they switched, you know, between the intro and after, how it's going at the drop or something. But this track for me, it's like the same structure, like you really don't expect how it's going. And even now I still play this track, and it's always effective, always.
But is there any track that you recently discovered that inspires your productions today?
So this is this one from Lars Klein and Michael Burkat from 2003 on Bound Records. I discovered this maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago as well. But for me, these guys are like a pioneer in this kind of music, like techno, groovy techno. I mean, at this time, they did many...
It's €2.50.
Yeah. On Discogs.
Yeah. Amazing. Well done.
Yeah. And these guys, in terms of production, what I really like, it's that they do also repetitive sound, as we talked about earlier. But you never get bored. It's crazy because it's still driving you like crazy. And they know, actually for me it works so well because I have the feeling they know my brain what I would like to add, you know, at this time, and they do this on the track, you know.
That's
it's super satisfying actually.
Yeah. I love when that happens on the dance floor.
Yeah.
And then you're just like following like a marionette.
Yeah.
Amazing. But so you discovered this 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
but did it inspire you 4 years ago as much as it does today? Or was it something, a process kind of?
Yeah,
and you
for me,
listen to it again and just like, whoa.
I still listen to it a lot. And I would say it's really, actually it's still impacting me because And all this track I showed to you because it's still today really well produced, and it's not getting old at all, you know. So for me, to someone new who discovered this music, who want to get into it and get inspired, this is like the best of the tracks you can have to get inspired, to me.
I did one interview with Marina Rubinstein where we spoke about like the, so that, yeah, she's more acid, right? Mm-hmm. So we, which is like, I can see immediately on a record if it's good or not. Mm-hmm. How are you with this? Do you also like, how do you work in the record store?
Actually, it's the same with the record store, and also when you receive the demo, some demo from other artists and everything, I think it's just you shape your ears, you know, like how it sounds, how you want, what do you want, what do you searching for.
Okay, so you just bring a lot, no matter how they look on the outside, and you just listen through.
Yeah, all right.
So there's no real way except for listening for you.
Yeah, if I found, for example, this track, I know it's on Bound.
Yeah,
I will check
enough.
All the Bound releases.
Yeah, yeah.
And found what I really like. I will check the aliases from Michael Burkhardt, Lars Klein, because I know at this time, all these guys had at least 3 aliases, you know. So they were doing a lot of music, actually, like super productive, like crazy. And when I found something, I go into it like 100% until I don't find anything anymore. And
all
that's
right.
It.
Yeah. Are you more record store kind of person?
I really like record stores, but I think I'm more on the internet.
On the internet,
yeah. I do like a wish list, for example, of all the label or artist kind of style of music, style of techno, and then I just put this on the how to say. I just separate everything and choose what I need, what I want to search, what I want to found, and. On the internet, yes. Even because at the beginning, when I went to the record store, I found some record when you can't find actually on the internet because it's too old or something. But now, because I know what I'm looking for, I can find it on the internet. Yes.
Thank you so much, Golden Life Hacks.
This was it for Playful Podcast this week, but please follow, subscribe and listen to our next episode. And if you want to have a say about future artists or even ask your own question to one of our guests, follow us on Instagram and make sure to add your question when we lift our coming guests. Thank you so much for joining and see you next week.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.